This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05. You are with Kelvin and Ayman on the evening edition. And for our first story this hour, it's Popek Popek, and we're discussing whether you would quit social media as a show of protest. Now, this is after the Star Wars actor Mark Hamill announced that he will be deleting his Facebook account in protest against the company.
And the reason he's quitting the social media site is because of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decision to allow political advertisements to be posted on the website, even if they contain lies and propaganda. So Luke Skywalker himself has decided to take on the Facebook empire and delete his account using the hashtag patriotism over profits, and also using a pair of emojis which use the Malaysia flag over a bag of money, which caused quite a kerfuffle, really. A lot of people pointed it out. That's not the US flag.
Yeah, though it was also quite fun for Malaysians, you know, getting to introduce and for some of us to be able to say hi to him, and then which he later corrected in a later tweet that he said, yes, I know my mistake, but come on, you know, the flags kind of look the same. This is according to him. Now, closer to home, AirAsia Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez also decided to quit social media recently. He, you know, had quit Facebook in March last year, citing concerns that hate is being spread on the site after the terror attack in New Zealand was live streamed. And last Sunday, he also just decided to quit Twitter, saying that there's too much negativity and falsehood and anger, adding that social media has become an angry place.
I completely empathize with that. You know, you see a lot of hateful comments on Facebook, Instagram, and all the social media sites. It's an easy platform for trolls to, you know, get in their game, especially when it comes to critiquing or commenting on public figures' sites. And I can imagine that, you know, if you are on the receiving end of those insults and hatred and trolling, it will affect your general happiness and mental health in the long run. So it is understandable that a lot of celebrities or public figures have quit social media because of this trolling by the users.
Yep.
But in the case of Mark Hamill, it's in protest because Facebook is allowing the posting of advertisements, even though they may contain mistruths. And that itself is a different kind of reason behind it.
More political.
More political, exactly. But I don't know how effective it would be in terms of enacting change. Sure, that's one popular or influential figure quitting the web, platform.
Yeah.
But whether it will change people's minds about politics or about our behavior on social media, I'm skeptical about it. I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, I can see where you're coming from with that, right? Especially since it does seem as if it's a very small step, at least on Mark Hamill's bit. As influential and as well-beloved, well-loved that he is, but of course, he is still on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook as well. And I guess just with that, keeping that in mind also, right, the fact that quitting Facebook is surprisingly quite a tall order. Even if you think, well, what is the big problem? All you have to do is just either A, delete your account and then remove the app from your phone and not ever log in once again, or just plain out not caring and ignoring your Facebook. But it's difficult, you know, because Facebook has somehow successfully integrated itself and bought itself into so many parts of our lives. You know, if you choose to quit Facebook, there are other things that you have to consider, right? Especially if you quit on moral and political reasons of, oh, Facebook is just selling out my privacy. You know, then you would have to also quit things and other software and apps that is under Facebook, which happens to be Instagram, which also happens to be WhatsApp, right? And I don't think I can quit WhatsApp, you know, if I had actively chosen to quit from Facebook, if I'm trying to make a moral stand here, because so much of my work, so many of my friends, and the way I keep in touch with people is through WhatsApp. And then making a move on Facebook, for example, means I'm also losing possibly a digital passport, because Facebook's authentication is used for myself to log into so many other things, right? It's used for my Spotify I probably shouldn't be saying all this because it seems quite personal. It's also used in other examples for your Netflix. You can also use it for your Airbnb. And if you happen to be someone who likes commenting on news stories, happens to like commenting on certain sites, that also uses your Facebook authentication. You say, oh, well, I just like to log in as this account under Facebook so that I can start using this service. So, of course, it's also quite interesting to see that we're talking about two very influential people and two very wealthy people who can sort of afford at very low risk to leave and step away from the social media platforms. But, you know, I reckon for someone who may be using these apps for their business, who may be using these apps to keep in touch with friends who are far away, you know, that's quite a huge thing to ask someone to do.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I think that for the people that we've been talking about, Tony Fernandez and Mark Hamill, this won't affect their businesses, for example. It won't affect AirAsia. AirAsia already has a large presence online on social media, so they won't have any problem with that. But I think for people who do depend on social media to run their business, to advertise their products, to even sell their products, they can't afford to do such a drastic action, even if maybe in their personal accounts they are receiving a lot of abuse and trolling from users online. And that really does say a lot about how dependent some of us have become on social media as a key component in life, not just to log into all kinds of services online to read the news and all that, but also in terms of, you know, money making opportunities. A lot of people do rely on it for their own small and medium enterprises. So if I were an owner of a business, I have a separate account for my business, for example, but I have a poor reputation, or I create some kind of reputation for myself online, that does affect my business as well. So that's that sort of separation is also an emerging sort of challenge when it comes to how social media has evolved over the years. But I think the quitting social media does not address the root of the problem, which is our own general behavior online. Like, who is responsible for, I guess, changing behaviors or policing behaviors, or should people's behaviors on social media even be policed? I mean, to even attempt that or approach that is a huge challenge, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, of course, this being Pope, we wanted to hear whether or not the public understands why celebrities are choosing to delete their social media. And this is what they said.
Some people, or normal people, they would like to have their life private. Sometimes too much fame, it could be annoying. You want to go get groceries, there's paparazzi. I understand it gets tedious for them and it could be annoying.
The main reason is because of the hate comments.
Cyberbullying, like harsh comments are given towards them for such as like bad performances or those kind of stuff, and those kind of things that they're trying to deliver in Instagram or Facebook, people don't look up to it.
They are more visible, they're, you know, they've got more follower base, which means they're more susceptible to trolls and susceptible to bad comments. So I suppose like a lot of them would be leaving it for mental health reasons. But I think celebrities in the past have used it to as a method for advocacy as well.
They can't handle negativity. As a celebrity, you obviously get a lot of haters here and there, right?
And we also asked them what would make them delete their social media accounts.
If I get like threatened or like too much people are like asking for my attention on social media, that could piss me off because I would be doing work or family time.
It's more because I spend too much time on social media. So if I were to delete it, that would be the main reason. It would be to waste less time.
Basically negativity.
Oversharing. So whenever I'm like on Facebook or something, like I feel like I have to share something.
Trying to be as introvert as possible. Like you've been socializing a lot and the world wants to know what are you doing for now, so you just want to slow down, take it down.
And that was just a sample of what people thought about quitting social media. You can also let us know, would you quit social media and what would your reasons be? You can send that to us at 018-789-8899. That's our WhatsApp. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call 7733-2900. We're talking about the reasons behind why people choose to quit. And to help us take this conversation further along is Matt Armitage of Culture Pop. Matt, it's good to have you with us. What were your first thoughts of on this? Do you get why Mark Hamill and Tony Fernandez have quit Facebook and Twitter?
I guess I do. I mean, I'll be honest, when I first read that Tony Fernandez was going to leave Twitter, I kind of thought, you know, my initial reaction was, come on, everyone knows there's a lot of bad stuff on there, just have a thick skin. But then I started thinking about it a little bit more and I thought, well, why should someone be deluged with all of that negative publicity? Yes, he is a public person, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily have the emotional armor to deal with this constant stream of, you know, just petty complaints, but also people who are just deliberately saying, you know, really vile and unspeakable things to you. It's more of a wonder, I think, that more celebrities and famous people don't jump off these platforms or simply lock their accounts down so that they can't be contacted.
Well, with Tony, he was on Twitter very actively as well, and you could say that his online presence was a pretty big part of his image and personal branding. So what does it say that he's willing to give up this level of influence and social participation?
I mean, it depends what you mean by participation, I think. With some channels, for example, Instagram, I find is, not that the comments are worse, but you don't get so engaged by the comments, and it's much more of a kind of broadcast platform. Whereas Twitter, there is much more of this kind of backwards and forwards. There is more of this kind of, you know, the element of conversation. But if he's finding they aren't conversations, they're just dealing with other people's rants, then why would you bother to waste your time on something like that? You might decide to look to a more kind of tamped down system like Instagram, where you have a bit more control over the information.
Now, from a business perspective, would Tony quitting these, well, essentially advertising platforms, have any potential implications on AirAsia?
I think it's an interesting one because he's taken a personal decision to leave, but obviously I think the platform is still probably very important to AirAsia as an advertising platform. So it's quite unusual, I think, to see CEOs and you know, global business leaders making those kind of personal decisions that that do have these implications. So I do wonder how he kind of balances that out, because I would be interested to see whether there has been any kind of pushback from Facebook to try and entice him to come back onto the platform in a personal capacity. So it is definitely quite an unusual step, I think, for someone who is, you know, regarded as an international business leader to make that decision about somebody else's business platform.
So I think a lot of people have tolerated bad behavior on social media. And do you see celebrities and business leaders quitting as an indication that our relationship with social media perhaps could be changing for the better?
I think so. I think, you know, we keep hearing the phrase toxic social media culture, toxic Twitter culture being bandied around. We are seeing increasingly younger generations not engaging with these platforms. We are seeing them using a lot more private messaging platforms, and we're seeing Instagram being used, again, as I said earlier, about being that kind of broadcast device, but it's a very kind of curated view of your life. So I think we are seeing this kind of backlash with people living their lives a little less publicly, still sharing information, but choosing much more who they share the information with. And I think this is going to be an increasing problem for platforms like Twitter and Facebook, because as much as nobody wants overt censorship coming into these platforms, there are, you know, norms of behavior. There are certain things that you don't do or say to people face to face. And why should you be able to do that on these platforms as well? Again, I'm not advocating for governments coming in and controlling that. I'm just saying that we all ought to have the kind of manners to behave differently or to behave on these platforms as we do in real life.
As a form of activism or protest, would deleting your social media account have an impact?
Yeah, very definitely, because the social media companies, they look at the amount of time that you spend on the platform. So not necessarily even leaving, but just limiting your time, limiting the amount of information that you share, limiting the data that they can mine and analyze and turn into this saleable market. Yes, that is a very powerful tool. So that's why there's this ongoing battle always with the companies coming up with new reasons for you to log on to the platform. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a negative thing. Of course, that's what they're going to do as part of their business model. But yeah, for consumers, just that basic activism of logging on less often is going to have an impact on their business model.
So having said that, right, will one or two celebrities leaving have any long-term impact on Twitter and Facebook, or have the social media platforms become too big to fail?
No, I think there's this perception that they've become too big to touch. When we talk about, for example, the global banks and the last global recession, the banks were called too big to fail. And that was partly because so much of the world economy was actually underpinned by those companies. So you let those companies go down, the economy goes down. I don't think that's the case with Facebook or Twitter. If those companies were to simply evaporate tomorrow, people would find other platforms to broadcast and to share information on. Companies would find other platforms to advertise on. So no, I don't think those companies themselves are too big to fail. And I mean, I've said this on shows before. I think if you look sort of 20 or 30 years down the line, the companies you would see would be the Amazons, the Huaweis. You wouldn't necessarily see Facebook or Twitter being significantly important in the culture sort of 20 or 30 years from now.
Matt, have you or would you consider quitting social media altogether?
I mean, I've come off Twitter before. I came off Twitter for about 4 or 5 years. I went back onto it kind of tentatively, sort of 2018, a little bit last year, but I'm mostly off Twitter. I use it really just for reading other people's posts. I don't engage or discuss a lot. There's a few people that I might engage with, but it's very, very small. Even with my other social media use, I'm actually quite controlled in what I do. I post a lot of rubbish on Facebook, but I'm not actively scrolling through my feeds that often. Maybe, you know, just kind of once or twice a day. And it's nice not to feel that compulsion, not to have the phone in your hand to be constantly going through those, you know, blue dots.
Matt, here, and thank you so much for speaking to us today. You just heard from Matt Armitage of Culture Pop speaking to us about public figures leaving social media. And of course, you can join the conversation as well. You know, you can let us know why or, you know, what your reason would be to quit social media. We have a poll running on Twitter. You can go and vote on that. So far, out of 62 votes, 17% have said that they'll leave for privacy reasons, 3% saying they'll leave for fake news, 32% saying mental health, and 46% saying, I just need a break. And, you know, we are limited to 4 choices on Twitter for polls. So if you have any other reason for leaving social media, you can also chime in. Sui Chuan on Twitter says, too much hatred, too much stupidity, and no more original content.
Yeah, the negativity on social media can be quite overbearing, right? Especially, I think a lot of us are on it quite a large period of time during the day. When you wake up, you open your social media. Before you go to sleep, you open your social media just to check out what your friends are doing. And, you know, waking up and sleeping with, you know, by reading all these nonsense online, it can really have a toll on you. So I totally understand why a lot of people would want to quit social media in order to take a break.
I have this tracker in my phone that essentially lets me know per week how many hours do I end up spending on my phone. And it's not a great figure.
Oh, no.
It's way too high. But then I read some average numbers of how often and how many minutes people spend on social media. I think in the US, about 50 minutes per day on Facebook, which is quite a long time, and you're not accounting for the other platforms they might be on. You know, they might be on Reddit, they might be on Twitter, and, you know, any other sort of social media platform. And I think adding that together, it could end up being at least 2 hours per day on social media. Not a very healthy amount. Now, on WhatsApp, we have this message from CH that says, I have been inactive on Facebook for over 3 years and more when I realized the widespread of fake news and people sharing without checking. Now I'm just a silent reader.
That's a good strategy, really. It takes a lot of vigilance and a lot of research for you to really identify, you know, what is true, what is not, what is fake, what is real. And even things like bias and unbiasedness, it all depends on how you, you know, consume the news articles or postings that you read online. So the more of these things that you see, it can, again, become really overbearing, especially when it's like your own family members sharing, like, even on WhatsApp, and a whole chain message of nonsense, right? So if you cannot take it, it would be easy to, you know, just leave the platform. And I have tried it before when I...
As in leaving the platform?
Yeah, leaving Facebook. I managed to do it for like a year. It was the most liberating time of my life. So good.
But I think, and I'm going to ask you this also because... on Facebook, at least, it is a way for you to find out, you know, what's going on in like the over hundreds of friends that you're likely to have. Of course, you can't maintain your friendship with all of them, but it's just nice to know that, oh, this person's had a kid. Oh, this person's just recently graduated from school. And I guess it's also a way for people to find out about events. And if you wanted to find a community, if you were into plants, for example, you could easily find a group that, you know, maybe they share saplings or seeds with each other. Mm-hmm. Did you miss out on the community bit?
Well, I guess because I use Facebook mainly to read news, right? I followed a lot of news sites on Facebook. And the posts from my friends that I mostly paid attention to were friends who I was really close to, who were in my, you know, circle that I hang out with at that time anyway. So it made no difference in the sense that once I quit Facebook, I could always download the app from the news source, the Guardian app, for example. And in terms of my friends, I followed them on Instagram. So yeah, it didn't really make a difference.
You can let us know if you would quit social media and why. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or call 7733-2900. We're heading to the 5:30 news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.